What's up, my good people? I am back again. I am so sorry for being gone so long. This is your boy, DJ Fluff 313. And I got something. It's story time today. This ain't just a regular DJ Fluff random show. No, no, no. It's story time. So, without further ado, I am still driving. You know, sometimes I'll be doing this and I be driving at the same time. So, this time I set you up in a good spot and we are good. We are golden. Okay. So, not too long ago, my birthday went, passed or whatever. And I had a good time. You know what I'm saying? I had four parties. But nothing, no party ever, ever surpassed the one party that I'll never forget, the age I'll never forget, 21. Oh, no, I'll never forget this one. Okay, let me give you the whole story. Let's just say it's going to be very interesting, and none of this story is fabricated. I swear to you, and I'm probably going to leave little small details out, very small, but I'm going to get the story on. Are you ready? Hope you sit back, got some popcorn, and halfway ready to laugh, because this one is real, and this one is, I'll never forget it. Here we go. One day, I turned, you know what I'm saying, my birthday, I turned 21. I'm like, oh, snap, 21, bro, you know what I'm saying? And only thing about it, I had an ID, but my ID expired on that time, so I'm like, So, I'm like, yo, we can still go to the clubs, because back then, you can go to the clubs, but you couldn't go to casino. So I was like, okay, cool, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to have a valid thing. So I'm in the crib, and I'm like, man, I want to do something, bro. I want to go somewhere or something. So an ad came on for this ridiculous club downtown called Club Space and everything else. And then it was just like, yo, it's a festival or something going on downtown. Or something. It was something going on. So, me and I'm at the house. I'm at the house with my cousin Kendall. He's like, man, what you doing on your birthday? Nothing. I got a pocket full of money. I'm just ready to do something. So, I seen the ad, and I said, bro, let's go downtown. Little did I know. Oh, my goodness. That's all I'm going to say right now. We go downtown. So, as we go down there, we on a bus. Cracking up at a couple people on the bus, whatever, and we catch the bus. We get dressed up to go down there, whatever. So we down there, whatever, having a ball. I say, bro, let's go to Club Space. He said, man, that club is crazy. I said, yeah, but let's go to that mug. Let's roll. Oh, that's a free bike out there. But what ends up happening? Bam, we go to Club Space. They like, oh yeah, we having a crazy night tonight. It's gonna be midgets running around, whooping people and stuff like that. It was like, what the fuck? Like, it was dominatrix midgets and all types of weird shit. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. I just knew they was the closest techno club out, and I did not want to hear no rap music on my birthday. That's exactly what I knew. So, what ends up happening, we in there partying with some women and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we having a ball. I get a number for the night already and everything else. We go upstairs. I'm like, there's no couches in the VIP. There's all beds. That's a little awkward. So we're like, okay. So nothing but beds. We ain't tripping though, because you know what I'm saying? And it's like, whatever. We in this joint. And my bad. I'm still driving the time. So what ends up happening? Let me hit you with it. Okay, I gotta grab the phone for this one. I'm in. As we end up, you know what I'm saying, chilling and everything else, some dude that they hired to fit himself, like the stretchy man or something like that, but they hired him to take himself and lock himself in a box. This box is about big as a grill. Not too big as a grill. Like, it's like a box. It's small as hell. So he got leotard spandex on, and we right in front of the stage. My cousin Kendall. Now, Kendall, this man is a nutcase, man. I'm going to just tell you that now. You know what I'm saying? That's my cousin. But he, yeah. I, I'm,
I'll explain it to you later. So, love him to death, I swear. But Kendall, like, bro, this dude in the motherfucking leotard, I'm just gonna tell you the truth. This dude in the motherfucking leotard, balls off, like, look, man, bro, I don't wanna see this nigga dick print, bro. Like, no, bro. I said, I feel you though, bro. But I'm not about to turn my head when he lock his stuff in this little bitty box. Cause this box little than a mug. And as that's going on, this fool is literally up here doing some stuff. He fit himself through a tennis racket. And after that, he get to the box. And when he closed the box, the stage just lit up. Kendall leaning on the stage. The stage just lit up. Boom! Fireworks went off and everything. Man, So look, we from the hood. You can't just be in a club and just hear random booms and everything. Man, that fool ducked like they was shooting up in that bug. Like, oh, snap. I did the same thing. I just ducked down because I seen what it was. But he didn't see what it was because his back was turned and he was leaning on the stage. Damn, I'm going to set my cousin Kendall on fire. For a good minute, he couldn't hear out of that ear too well. So, got another number for the night. Chill out and everything else. And literally, we said, let's, all right, bro. This club space is too much. You know what I'm saying? We good. We gonna roll out. Okay. So club space was right next to another club called St. Andrew's Hall, which Eminem owns now, but still St. Andrew's Hall. So when both of the clubs let out, it's like all types of people all in the street on the side of it, and on the side is literally a gap. So it's like, yo, people everywhere. So we see, you know what? At first I wasn't gonna say the names, but nah, I'm good. Look, so we see the Mountain Climbers, you know what I'm saying? AKA, they was with Iron Fist Records, proofing them and everything else. And so we see them. And it's my boy Moo. It's a couple other people, and it's a couple Mountain Climbers. Everybody in that joint, you know what I'm saying? This was so long ago. So we rolling. They like, oh snap, what's good, bro? Like, where y'all just came from that crazy ass club, man? Hell no, I knew Fluff was gonna have you on them crazy shit. That's what they was talking about. So we get to click up together. They're like, what's up, bro? Let's roll around the corner. You know what I'm saying? Roll this blunt. Well, him and Kendall and them smoking blunt. I'm still good. I'm not smoking weed. I'm good. I'm good. It kind of stink to me, but. We roll out. I'm putting you back up everything. We roll out. We go to the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? We parking lot pimping out there. My boy Moo and them get a couple numbers or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm straight for the night. I got two. I'm good. What ends up happening is we go to another parking lot. So we drive them to the little parking lot. They drive regular, normal, cool. We over there. We four cars deep. Okay. So as we four cars deep, we're sitting there, we're kind of just chilling, and somebody pulls out a taser. I'm like, what the fuck was that sound? First time I ever seen a taser that night. So I'm like, whoa, where did you get that from? Like, cause one of them cats got, I think my dog Jamil got the taser on. So he like, bro, look at this. So he going crazy with the taser. My kid Dale tried to grab the taser and was like, yeah, remember your birthday licks, bro? I'm fast. That fool rubbed across my chest with that taser, almost hit me with the prongs. Man, bro, no joke. Why was he trying to tase me? Remember I told you, Kendall crazy, right? That nigga crazy. For my birthday, on birthday licks, he was trying to literally tase me with a damn thing. So I ran, I was running all downtown. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, a nigga was fit, wasn't playing. Just got off the football team, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bro, hell no, this nigga trying to tase me, bro. So we running around, everything else. For 20 minutes, he tried to tase me until they for surely showed me that Jamil has this doggone taser again. Okay, so after that, it was some weird chick down there. And I think Kendall got her number, but she was cute, but she was like twitchy.
like almost like crackhead style. And then after he got her number or whatever, we was like, bro, I don't know if she was a crackhead or not. I'm like, if she was a crackhead, she was the Mother Teresa of all crackheads or something, because she was cute in the mug, but she just had crackhead tendencies. Like I don't understand her whole persona was like crackhead, but it was weird. It was very weird, very, very weird. And she was walking around there like she ain't had nowhere to go and everything else, but Kendall jumped on her, he got her number, whatever. That was past the point. Here we go. Let's go with the other part of the thing that I did not like. So my dogs and them, they drinking, smoking weed and everything else. I don't know what happened, because after this weed and all this drink and everything else, we decided to leave an hour later. And now, here come the crazy part. One of the cats, we four cars deep, and it's full. One of the cats say, man, F this BMW, bro. Ain't nobody even like this type of series, bro. Who grabbed a garbage can and threw it straight through the window? Boom! Everybody said, oh, this nigga crazy. So everybody jumps in their own car, and they like, bro, we gotta go. It was like, man, whatever. What about this car? I don't even like this one. The other guy said, I don't like this car, and throw something else through the window of the other car. Like, oh, come on, bro. Who cars is those? Why y'all breaking these cars? So they jump into their car. Four cars deep, right? So then now, I'm like, bro, I have no choice but to jump in their car, because I'm not about to walk and y'all just bust these cars out and these people coming from their apartment. They be like, yeah, it was with that nigga, he was walking. Not me. You ain't catching me on some dumb stuff. Jumps in the car with them in the back seat. They say, yeah, bro, I'm going to still take y'all to the crib, right? I said, man, might as well. I ain't jumping back on that bus. It's too late now. It's 3 something in the morning. So they stab out 65 miles an hour, 75. Going through red lights, almost hit a whole crowd of people downtown. Because remember, downtown was banging. Everything. I'm like, oh, snap. Like, bro, slow this motherfucker down. All four cars. We was the second car. They was trying to keep up with the first car. That nigga was doing 100. So they going through lights. They this. We almost getting hit like 15 times. So then after that, remember I told you, Kendall is crazy. He in the back seat, taking my seatbelt off and shit like that. He talking about we get into an accident, nigga. DJ Fluff, you know what I'm saying? It's his birthday. He gonna die today. And click my motherfucking seatbelt. I said, you motherfucker. I put it right back in. He clicked it off again. So I said, F it. I clicked his shit off. So now we in the back seat, clicking each other's seatbelts on and off, trying to have a seatbelt war, seeing who, if we do crash, who gonna die first because they don't have their seatbelt on. Trust me, I know this was nuts. Please, kids, if you're listening to this, just don't listen to this. That's the first thing. And the second part is, don't do this. Please don't. Now, with that being said, after that, we still driving, going crazy. I'm not the one driving, so, you know, it ain't me. I'm like, bro, slow this motherfucker down. Bro, that's too much. I'm tripping. Kendall like, nah, bro, keep going crazy. Go fast. We pull up to a Coney Island. The first car pull up. The second car is us. We boom. Third car and fourth car. We don't know where the fourth car was at for a minute. To Coney Island. As we pull up, we in a drive-thru. But they bullying on the drive-thru. They're like, bro, you ain't giving us no such a... My man's asking for some change. Crackhead dude, asking for some change. Hey, bro, you got some change? You got some change? You got some change? We like, no, we don't got no change. Man, my stomach hurt. He was like, what, you want some food? He's like, no, I don't want no food. I can't eat this shit no more. He literally walked off four, five steps, pulled his pants down, and started taking a shit right there, right by the thing where you order it. Right by it. Cannot make this up. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, the night was just too much. So he taking shit, they arguing him. He talking about, man, you good, nephew, you good, and everything else. And pull his pants back up and walk off. He ain't wipe his ass, nothing. Nothing was popping. Just walked off. So they parked in the drive-thru and walked in the inside. Now, another lady, I don't know, tonight was the crackhead night, don't ask me. Another lady in there, and as she in there, she asked for something to eat too. You got a spare dollar, something like that, boop, boop, boop. And what ends up happening, they like, no, we don't got no spare dollar. But you know what, baby girl, you want this food? We can buy you food. We're going to buy some chili cheese fries or something. She's like, yeah, why don't I? And then now somebody, I'm not going to say his name, arguing at the clerk. Why y'all niggas can't give, y'all throw away all this food today? Y'all can't give her no chili cheese fries and shit like that? You know what I'm saying? This nigga just standing on tables and shit, but he already ordered. And everything else, he mad, talking about, y'all can't give her no chili cheese fries. Why y'all just can't, before y'all throw it away, just go and give it to her. So, damn, niggas out here gotta eat. Then he threw a stack of money in the thing, in the thing, like, bitch, give her some chili cheese fries, take a little bit and put it in the tip, like, just going crazy. I'm like, bro, I told my cousin, I said, Kendall, bro, I'm not even that far from the crib, bro. I'm about to walk to the crib. I'm about to walk. I'm straight, bro. These niggas gonna get a shot for the day. Manager come out, little Arab dude, little cooking dude, whatever. He up here arguing at he up there arguing at this dude and everything else. And I'm like, bro, this too much going on. So after that, they said, yeah, bro, we're gonna calm down to take y'all to the crib. They got their food. I ain't even ordered nothing. I was straight. After the crackhead boo-booing by the speaker box, I was good for the day. I think I didn't want to eat. I eat a sandwich at home, maybe. So they end up dropping us off. And everybody sleep at my house. And I just couldn't go in the crib and go to sleep. That night was so much. I end up going to sleep at like 9 o'clock in the morning. Because it was like, bro, my life flashed before my eyes. The stage exploded. Random midgets, dominatrix midgets at the club. It was called Club Space. I just turned 21. And that was basically the turn point of my crazy life. Right then and there. I would never, ever forget that. It was actually so much going on that sometimes I even forget about the arguments with the Coney Island people. It was that much going on. That story, I never forget it. I'm sorry, just can't forget it. It's a lot of nights. I had some nights like that more, but it was like, bro, never will forget that night. So, if you ever had a night like that, I wish y'all could comment or something like that, or something. I can see you guys comment. Share this moment with somebody. Well, share this podcast with somebody and something. If you think they would definitely enjoy this story, this is not fabricated at all. It's so, so true. I never forget it. And not, my garage door is not opening. Oh my goodness. I just changed your battery, damn it. Well, with that being said, please follow your boy on TikTok. I'm about to have a Patreon soon. We're gonna be on Patreon. It's gonna be a blast. The name on TikTok is DJ_Fluff313. DJ_FLUFF313. Yeah, and also definitely check my website for a lot of different updates. I'm about to DJ at YumaCon, and my tour is finally over. We just came back from Ohio, different other places like that. I'm not going too far. I didn't go too far this year, but we had a blast each and every place we went. So you guys definitely always tune in. This is the DJ Fluff Random Show. I'm sorry about that. This is the DJ Fluff Random Show, and I guess I will see you guys next time. Please be safe. Wear your seatbelts and don't have seatbelt wars in the back of your car or even in front of your car. Be careful out there. Love you guys. DJ Fluff 313. Share this message. I'm out.